Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You but guy with good credit.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit and podcast and YouTube. Terry, don't forget to follow us on YouTube. That's Two Black Guys with Good Credit. It's an exciting show today. Yes, what we're talking about. We've all been through it. We're talking about partnership, Terry. You know, more specifically, you know, I've had friends as partners. I've had family members as partners, and
we've been there.
You're there. We're in it. You're in it.
Yep.
And it can be good, rewarding, and there's challenges to it. So I think we should talk about, you know, what are the advantages and disadvantages of having a partner.
Yeah, listen, let's break it down. Let's talk about, you know, how it works. We've seen this in business. It can go good. It can go bad. But if you're prepared, you can kind of address those issues before they even become so. So let's get into it. Running a small business with a partner can be both challenging and rewarding, but it also has disadvantages and advantages. Unfortunately, finding a reliable, trustworthy partner isn't easy. If it was easy, we'd all be doing it. Sean, you had to find me. I don't know. We will see. We're going to see how it works. Unfortunately, like we said, finding a reliable, trustworthy business partner isn't easy, which is why so many people end up relying on family or friends to work with them and start a business. On the surface, it could seem like partnering with someone you know is easier, but it's not always the case. And you can get it wrong. If you get it wrong, it can fracture a relationship, a marriage, or even a family relationship.
And sad to say, most people get it wrong. I'm sorry.
Damn,
most people get it wrong.
Okay.
I mean, It's a smart thing to do with two or more people, two people thinking things out,
yep.
A company, you know, you gain more knowledge, different experiences coming to the table, and you likely have more funds. It's not always the case. Sometimes one person's
broke. got less funds.
they try to justify, like, what do you call it? They some equity.
I'm going to put in $5 while you put in $20K and let me get spend it 50%.
Sweat equity is what they call
sweat,
it.
Sweat equity.
I'll give you my sweat equity. I hate that term. Don't ever use that with me. And of course, the disadvantage for a start is you're splitting the money, you know,
yep.
And the control. You know, we talked about it too. Like if your brother and sister or brothers start a partnership and then you have children, the split ups can become technical, you know.
Yep.
So you really have to, you know what you're doing, understand, and make sure everybody's accountable, you know. And I know you want to get into it right away, but I just want to give you one quick thing.
Okay.
To start it off, to set it off. This may sound stupid, but so many people do it. Don't name your business after you or your partner, or even your partner's children or your children, because it limits your expansion and opportunities. You know,
You're stuck. You're stuck. We can't name this a Sean and Terry show.
Exactly.
So what happens down the line, you never know. So it's good to think about this.
That's just my first thing. We're not even gotten into the show yet, but that's the first thing. Like, think of a name that's kind of neutral.
Yeah.
That adds value to the business.
Why limit yourself, right?
Right?
So let's talk about how we can get into this. How can you make this work? What kind of tips you should be thinking about ahead of time? First off, you got to choose a partner with complementary skills. You can't pick someone who does the same thing as you, right? Your basketball.
So many people do it because it's a comfort thing.
Because it's comfort, right? We're the same. We're
complementary.
Exactly. Yep. So you can't look for someone just like you. As I was going to say, right? Think of a basketball team. You're not going to get two players that do the exact same thing. It needs to be a yin and yang. It needs to work in unison. So the key to a good partnership is having a partner whose strengths counter your weaknesses. Then you guys can just build and be better together, and vice versa, of course. Example, if both you and your prospective partner are good at sales, who's going to be responsible for the other aspects of running the business? I'm a creative person, right? If I'm partnering with another creative person, we don't know what we're doing on the business side.
We both suck at math.
So we're making great stuff, but we can't get it out there. We can't sell it. Yeah. So you really got to pick someone that's a yin to your yang that you guys can both...
Compliment each other. You respect each other's opinion. You value each other's opinion, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's how Sean feels about me. That's why
absolutely,
we're doing this.
Absolutely.
All right, yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, another thing is that, okay, I know about compliments, but you do have to have similar values.
Right.
Very important, because your value and what you believe has worth may not be the same to somebody else. And you'll be like, they'll be maybe disrespectful in ways that you didn't understand. You didn't understand that, like, they don't value their time. They're always late.
Right.
And you're always sitting there waiting. They have no value for time. Or they don't value the work that's put in. Everybody, so many people want instant success. It takes time, you know, it takes time. So if you don't have the value, if you're not committed like to full-time work, like if you're starting a business, you're still working at a job, that's fine. But you have to remember, at some point you have to exit. And if another person's committing full-time and you're committing a part-time effort, you're not an equal partnership. So
I was going to say, Sean, it's important to remember this too, because at the beginning, there's so much enthusiasm sometimes. Yeah. I think people skip over these points. You know what I mean? They're just so excited to get things started. They don't think about it. So if you look at kind of the first couple points we brought up, you want to find someone that may have a different skill set. However, if the value proposition is not the same, you're going to run into problems down the line. So it's like, it's that, you know, it's different in each scenario.
And a good fact check to their values, and, you know, and some people may try to argue the point that that's not true, but check their social media. Like, if they're always goofy, they're never saying, they're putting up things that you just don't agree, that make you cringe, chances are they're going to bring that to the table.
Right.
You know, so they may try to deny it when you meet them. Oh, that's not really who I am. Like, I have a friend. Like, she's always trying to act professional around me. But her social media, it's like bikini wear, the loungy thing, at this party, at that party. And every time she meets me, she's always trying to play it off like, that's not who she is. I'm like, okay, this... So you really have to, you know, a good fact check is social media. Check their social media.
What do you think, Sean, about when you're doing this as well, projecting down the line, right? Thinking of what this partnership, what this is going to be. And is the person you're doing this with, what are they going to look like down the line? Right. You know the kind of person they are. So it's good to put this stuff in your mind. Keep it there. And moving forward in terms of putting things in, put it in writing early.
That's point number three, bro.
Listen, this is important. I'm going to get
there. Exactly.
You can't just sit here and think it's going to work out because you guys came to a good agreement. Forming a partnership is a legal commitment. It's critical to clearly define each partner's roles and responsibilities ahead of time. Create a partnership agreement and consider contributions and salaries. How much is someone putting in, like we spoke about just now? Sweat equity. That can't be a thing, right? You got to make sure it's in writing, make sure it's clear. Titles and decision making. Who's doing what?
Exactly. Some people may be offended by it, but they're offended by it. That may not be the right partner for you.
Already. That's when you go back to the value proposition stuff, correct. Right? The fact that it's not having the same vision as you. Someone who's doing that is not going to align with what you want long term.
Correctly.
A couple of things just to consider. Who's going to run the business daily? How will disagreements be resolved? How will you turn to a third party mediator? How will employees get answers? Who's answering the questions? Who's the main point person? Is someone in the background running more logistics? Is someone the front person? If you don't figure out these things, you're going to run into these issues because each partner might be thinking of their own version of how it's going to work.
And without it being discussed, plan to fail, brother.
Exactly. Sums it up perfectly. And back to back, let's keep it going. And somewhat.
What? Back to back.
Why not? Listen, we're trying to make it work, the yin and yang, right? So some entrepreneurs who go into business with their family and friends don't think they need to create a formal legal partnership agreement. They're trusting the fam. I don't know, sometimes blood isn't thicker than water.
But if someone passes away, you know, the kid's cousin, like, you have to make sure there's some kind of game plan. And thing, you can always amend it. You know, people don't think. If you guys have something written and then 5 years ago it's not applicable, just amend it.
Yep. And listen, sometimes putting things down on paper, not sometimes, every time, putting things down on paper legitimizes it, right? Don't get into these, like I said, with the enthusiasm at the beginning, it's so easy to speed past stuff. Make sure things are clear and written down. What about the crazy stuff that happened, Sean?
Well, this is me. I'm not analysis paralysis, but you got to plan for the what ifs. You know, and you really have to work those scenarios out of your head. What if, you know, I'm always, when I look at business, I'm not worried about the upside, about how much money I can make. I'm always trying to manage the bottom side. And that's the same thing with partnership. I'm trying to manage, like, I figure out ahead of time what could go wrong And you know, where are there holes in the plan? Every plan, I don't care how perfect it is, has holes in it. You know, for instance, what if you're in a business with your spouse and you decide to get a divorce?
Yeah. <laughs> Exactly.
How do you work it out there? You're going to be able to do Zoom calls with this person. You're going to meet with this person. You have to have those open conversations. What is that contingency plan? You know, how, I always say in any business, there has to be an exit strategy.
Yeah.
I always believe, like, let's date before we get married. And I was like, okay, you know, what? How is the exit? This should be written in formal so that.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you go into business, you both know if things don't work out, here's how we can go our separate ways.
Exactly. You know? I'm going to do it early and in good faith. You don't run into any kind of personal things popping up, right? That's why it's important to do this stuff near the beginning, at the beginning. Get it out there clear when people are in good faith, good spirits. So it's clear, and when things happen, you can adjust from there. I'll give you an example just from my life of a kind of partnership where I didn't really plan ahead as well as I should have. I had a startup a couple years ago, worked with some people that I was working with at a job. We all left the job. And we're working on it, things are good. And then some other people had bills to pay, so they got a job in the period of us trying to build things.
Right.
So don't get me wrong, they were excited, like, no, no problem. I'm gonna work on this after work. It just fizzled out slowly, right? I didn't anticipate them getting employment and changing things. So you gotta think ahead. And moving ahead, there's more things to do here. You gotta select the right business structure. So this kind of plays on to the points that we brought up before. You can organize your partnership in different ways, as a general partnership, a limited partnership, or a limited liability partnership. Or you may even choose to organize it as a C corporation or S corporation. Each form of business has its advantages and disadvantages regarding liability, taxes, and continuity. Talk to an attorney. Sean, any experience on this?
Absolutely. You know, I always, you know, LLCs are a great way to start, limits your exposure and your risk. And it's something you have to be in agreement with your partner. As you said, you know, I don't want to get into legality around this. Something you should talk to your partner, your attorney on. But we did a show all about this a couple years ago. Just go back to the archives. It's there for you. But, you know, and all of this, like I said, you can amend. If you're an LLC, you can become a corporation. You can start off as a sole private partner, as a partnership. But you should always look and see what's best for the business and what's our exposure. You know,
yep.
One business shouldn't take you out, in other words.
I love that. One thing we're kind of getting from this as we go through it is anything you plan now can be amended. So it's better to do something than be trying to create it from scratch.
Exactly.
5-6 years in. And then you got arguments going left and right. And the big point about this, as we go back to it, is we're talking about family and friends here. So there's that personal element that leads into it. And we're going to talk about that as well.
Exactly. Well, there's a big thing that we've overlooked, Terrence. It's my lucky number 7, but it could be number 1. And this is communication.
Oh, the key to life.
I've seen so many partnerships where they're scared to speak to their partner and keep it real.
Yeah.
Like, I start off, as you know, I'm an asshole by nature. Don't use, like, use profanity.
He said,
I'm going to give it to you 100%. And, you know, hopefully you'll absorb it, take it in. And it's nothing personal. But I want you to let you know where I stand, because I'd rather put it out there. When I deliver the news to you that's not positive, that you may not want to accept,
right,
I give it to you direct, without fluff. And you should be able to communicate in a way with your partner. They may say something to me, you need to take a breath, whatever, but it should be a way that it should be an open floor. You know, as long, and it shouldn't be personal. You shouldn't make these personal attacks. You should be able to communicate. Communicating is the most important factor. Maintaining successful partnership is community. If you can't communicate, you're not going to have a second. You must feel to you can address any issue with your partner. Just be sensitive to the point of view. And also communicating means part of communication skill is listening.
Big part of it. Not the most important part.
Not trying to control the narrative, not trying to control the dynamics of the conversation, not trying to always be right and win, but to listen to your partner. Let me give them a few tips on the communicating.
All right.
And this is what people don't do. Schedule regular meetings. Even with your staff, meetings, this is great. Open forum meetings, even if it takes 5 minutes, 10 minutes this time, but it's just that space where you can communicate. And you may think you had a great week, but having regular meetings is great. Touch base. You should be able to touch base with your partner every day, even if it's a text message, an email. Hey, how's things going? Just to let them know you're there. Listen. I can't go over listen again. If you disagree with an issue, don't be defensive. Instead, listen to what the partner has to say. Understand their point of view. Understand their perspective.
Yep.
You know, you can say, I understand your perspective. We can agree to disagree on this one. You know, that's always a way to say. And then, you know, make it a joint decision. And sometimes you may not like the decision, but just makes it in the best interest of the company. Don't stay angry, you know.
don't hold grudges, baby.
If you can't resolve an issue and anger erupts, don't stay mad for more than a day. You know, it's not healthy for the business. It's just counterproductive.
Yep.
When you're calm, talk through the situation and resolve it. And this is what I like, celebrate. Even the small little things can lead to big things. I'm always trying to break things into pieces and hit these small little milestones.
Right.
And celebrate them.
Keep the motivation going. One thing I'm gathering from these points that you just brought up, excellent points, by the way, Sean, is that me communicating well?
Absolutely.
I think so. All right. So one of these things, one of the things I'm kind of getting from this as we kind of go through these points is that it's important to also treat this as you would if it was a stranger. I think sometimes when it comes to personal relationships, family businesses, friends, you can take shortcuts and think, oh, but that's my friend. We don't need to do all the things you would do if it was a partner from outside. But you kind of tend to act more professionally with someone outside. There's no reason that can't be what you're doing with your personal relationship partner. Because if you're going to get to the top, you got to treat it like a business. You got to treat it as important as you would if you were partnering with someone outside.
Right. Well, we gave them our top sevens, Terrence. Yeah. Let's go through them real quick. And then let's see if they got them. So let's go through our seven. What are they, Terrence?
All right, so first off, like we said, choose a partner with complementary skills. You can't both be doing the same thing. Yin and yang, make it work.
Second, select a partner with similar values. Third,
put it in writing. Don't just trust that it's going to work out. Getting it writing, getting it early. Make sure people understand what exactly should be happening throughout the partnership.
Four, plan, create an agreement. You know, what you're agreeing on the terms, partnership, sole priority, LLC, corporation, whatever it is, form an agreement.
Plan for what ifs. That's number five. Contingency plans. Don't just go in there blind. Project out what could happen. Make sure you have it down so you're not blindsided out the blue years in.
Six, select a formal structure. You know, make sure you have a formal structure with your family and friends and the agreement is tight.
Communicate. Important. This goes for life. We know this, but you got to make sure you communicate. Schedule regular meetings. Don't just treat it like whatever. Make sure you're communicating, listening, which is very important, and make sure you guys can come to agreement. And if you have to disagree, agree to disagree, but move on. It does not need to be personal. We're in this to make money.
I always like to give them a bonus, Terrence.
Okay, bonus point. We got a little drunk
on you since you're the rookie of the show. Do you got a bonus for them?
I got a bonus, and this ties into communication. Be honest.
There we go.
I love it. I'm learning this from this guy. Better to be honest up front. Don't hold back. Soft peddling your true feelings because you don't want to hurt your business partner. They will cause problems down the line. Even Absolutely. If you think in the beginning, oh, I'm doing the right thing. They're not going to be upset. But, you know it's something that you need to address. It's just going to be a bigger problem later, right? To make your partnership work, you not only have to feel comfortable with one another, but trust each other implicitly. Ignoring issues only leads to bitterness and resentment, which can destroy your partnership and your business.
Well said. Well, there you have it, people. The rules to partnership. If you can't go by these rules, maybe you need to rethink about this partnership. I'm Sean Lindley, Better Half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. Check us out on YouTube. Check us out in our podcast. Anywhere you listen to podcasts. And we're there ready and able to help you in your financial journey. And I'm out. Your money's your money. People, keep it in your damn pocket.
That's what's up. Terry Ross here. I'm out. Nothing changes. If nothing changes, we're giving you the 1% changes you got to make for your financial future down the line.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.